years ago, I visited Budapest. It was winter, and I soon discovered that the secret to keeping warm was to dine on goulash. On my last night, I was in a restaurant eating my goulash when the resident musicians came to my table and asked where I came from. Finding that I was from South Africa, they broke into a lively rendition of Jan Pirovit. One of the instruments in the ensemble was the cymbalom, which I'd heard a great deal of in the streets of Budapest. This trapezoidal-shaped instrument with strings that are struck with light wooden hammers goes right back to the early 10th century. It's from the dulcimer family, which seems to have originated in Persia. By the 12th century, the dulcimer could also be found in the Balkans and in Spain. Dulcimers reached most of Europe by the 15th century and even the Far East by the 18th century. The style of instrument remains popular in folk instruments in many parts of the world. The hackbrett in Germany, the cymbalom in Eastern Europe, and the yangyin in China. There were times when this type of instrument also found its way into European art music. In Italy, a version of the dulcimer called the salterio was popular in the 18th century and was even listed as one of the instruments used in the Pieta, where Vivaldi worked. The instrument became popular in middle-class households, where they were beautifully painted and decorated. The salterio came into its own in the latter years of the 18th century, when it fitted well into the so-called sensitive or gallant style of composition. One of the composers who wrote for the salterio at this time was Angelo Conti. Here is the Allegrissimo movement from his sonata for salterio and continuo in G major. It's interesting to hear the harpsichord and the salterio together, the one plucking strings and dampening them, and the other hitting strings and leaving them resonating. In this recording, Margit Ubalacker plays the salterio and Jürgen Bahnholzer the harpsichord. Margit Ubalacker playing the salterio and Jürgen Bahnholzer the harpsichord in the sonata for salterio and continuo in G major by Angelo Conti. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.